This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado residents have voted to direct $300 million a year to affordable housing projects. Proposition 123 will funnel a fraction of Colorado's taxable income into programs that help essential workers buy homes and increase affordable housing stock. Supporters say it's the first significant housing measure to appear on the statewide ballot. Meanwhile, over in the Vail Valley, voters have approved a significant expansion of public transportation service. A new tax will collect about $15 million a year. Chris Romer with the Vail Valley Partnership says the funding will help people move around the valley more easily, both for work and for play.
I absolutely look forward to using the transit system to go skiing and recreating and not have to deal with parking passes and parking garages and all of that.
The new money will also help convert diesel buses to electric and lower fares. Colorado will receive over $8 million as part of a nationwide settlement with Google. Attorney General Phil Weiser joined 39 other states in a lawsuit that accused the company of misleading consumers about its location tracking practices. In addition to the $391 million settlement, the suit requires Google to disclose more information about when it records users' locations. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us this morning. There is snow on roads along the Front Range, so if you haven't gone out to drive yet, just take it a little bit slow this morning. And that snow that we're seeing today wasn't really predicted, at least not to the degree that it did fall. Our reporters over at Denverite wrote a story about how this happened and what more you can expect. Coming up next, it's 1A. We're going to talk about election deniers and the future of the GOP.